President touts the economy.
I don't see a recession. I mean, the world is in a recession right now.
Violent storms.
I never seen anything like this. I was surprised to see what all the damage was.
Ohio arrest after threats surface.
This is a person that has declared himself as a white nationalist.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaifin. President Trump and his top economic advisor are pushing back against fears of a possible recession. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy tells us the confidence comes against the backdrop of a new survey of experts.
American economists are worried about a slowdown. The vast majority of those surveyed by the National Association for Business Economics said they believe the U.S. economy will dip into recession either next year or in 2021. Though their previously expressed fears of a recession approaching sooner are dropping off. Most economists say the end of the current growth cycle is inevitable. It's just a question of when. President Trump told reporters yesterday,
I don't think we're having a recession. We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
The brief yield curve inversion for Treasury bonds last week spooked the markets, viewed as a sign investors do see a recession ahead. They'll be parsing the minutes of the latest Federal Reserve meeting when they're released on Wednesday. In cutting interest rates for the first time in a decade, the Fed said trade tensions were threatening growth. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Well, first there was high heat, then violent storms from Wisconsin to Pennsylvania. CBS's Don Daler reports on a scary situation at a swim club north of Philadelphia.
The nine people injured were taking cover under a pavilion tent when lightning hit a large tree nearby, sending it crashing down on top of them.
A severe weather event must have came through the park. Numerous trees are down.
Lifeguards helped get people out from under the tent before emergency responders arrived just minutes later. Ruben Diaz's girlfriend was carrying his one-year-old son when she was hit by the branches and fell to the ground.
He's been crying. I can tell it hurts. You know, look at his face. It's all swollen and stuff.
Extreme weather hit a wide swath of the country all weekend. This lightning storm in Kansas forced drivers to pull off the road as winds hit over 60 miles an hour. Strong gusts toppled some 140 train cars. The derailment blocked over a mile of track.
There are heat alerts today in several states in the east, south, and midwest. A 20-year-old man in the Youngstown, Ohio area will be arraigned today. He's accused of making threats against a Jewish center. CBS's Meg Oliver.
James Reardon allegedly posted this disturbing video on Instagram in July, showing him firing a semi-automatic rifle over the sound of people screaming. The caption appeared to foreshadow plans to attack a local Jewish community center. After an investigation by Ohio police, FBI agents raided Reardon's home on Friday, uncovering semi-automatic weapons, ammunition, a gas mask, and bulletproof armor. A day later, police arrested him.
In the past few days, authorities in Florida and Connecticut made arrests in cases centering on mass shooting threats. Jeffrey Epstein's links to the rich and famous have been part of the story in the wake of the accused sex trafficker's jail cell death, from Donald Trump to Bill Clinton to Britain's Prince Andrew. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us now from London with more on what Buckingham Palace is now saying.
Now, Prince Andrew was often seen in Jeffrey Epstein's company, even after the billionaire had become a convicted sex offender. At least one of Epstein's victims alleges she was ordered to sleep with the prince when she was underage. Now, a video's emerged that allegedly shows Andrew at Epstein's New York mansion in 2010. Today, the prince took the unusual step of issuing a statement saying he abhors all forms of sexual exploitation and would never be party to anything like that. Steve?
Afghanistan's president vows to crush ISIS after a new round of deadly violence. CBS's Cammie McCormick has more from the Pentagon.
At least 10 blasts occurred around Jalalabad. The country is still in mourning after a recent attack at a wedding killed more than 60 people. Islamic State claimed responsibility for that. But many Afghans are wondering whether a peace deal between the U.S. and Taliban will end the violence. Afghan President Ghani said today the Taliban have laid the foundation for such brutal killings.
Well, correspondent Seth Doan takes us to Greenland, where officials say it's not for sale, despite President Trump floating the idea of a U.S. purchase. It's a place where the ice sheet is melting six times faster than in the 1980s.
Josh Willis of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory is in year four of a five-year research project he designed.
Drop.
They're dropping probes into the ocean to understand how the waters around Greenland are warming. Willis named his program Oceans Melting Greenland.
Greenland's melting.
There's enough ice in Greenland to raise sea levels by 25 feet worldwide. Now, we don't think it'll happen right away, but just how fast it does is something we're trying to figure out.
So far, these missions produced a better map of the sea floor, which allows them to gauge which glaciers are under threat. The answer? More than they'd thought.
Well, back here at home, in the wake of the government raids that snared hundreds of immigrants in Mississippi earlier this month, CBS's Jim Krasula tells us.
A group called Justice for Our Neighbors is providing free legal services to many of the nearly 700 undocumented immigrants picked up in raids at seven food plants in southern Mississippi August 9th.
So we're here for those individuals. So we're working on their bond packets right now.
Dahlia Reynoso says churches and schools are helping the hundreds of children who suddenly find themselves without parents.
Legendary sportscaster Jack Whitaker has died. At CBS for more than two decades, he covered everything, but most notably the NFL, golf, and horse racing.
I'm Jack Whitaker, and this is the 99th running of the Kentucky Derby.
Whitaker had an easy style, and his essays added color and context to the events he covered. Jack Whitaker was 95. Well, in Sturgis, South Dakota, a woman was rushed to the hospital with what she thought were kidney stones. Turned out she was about to give birth to triplets. Shocker for Danette Glitz and her husband, Austin.
I'm overwhelmed, honestly. It's still exploding in my head.
Two girls and a boy, and all three are healthy. Kathleen Blanco, the governor who guided Louisiana through Hurricane Katrina, has died at 76. 2 years ago, she said she had incurable melanoma. CBS's David Begnaud says her leadership after the storm drew criticism, but she took an out front role in New Orleans.
She was known to be not only the governor, but the mother. There's a story of her walking into the Superdome and hugging and holding and consoling people, really against the advice of her state trooper security detail, who didn't want her to go into the Superdome because it was being used as a shelter. And there were some security concerns. And she said, I'm going.
A man looking for firewood along the shores of western Alaska happened to find a strange closed bottle. Tyler Ivanoff used a screwdriver to open it up, and inside was a handwritten letter, a simple greeting from a captain in the then Soviet Navy, dated June 20th, 1969, 50 years ago. Russian media tracked down the writer, who is still alive at age 86. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.